The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Essential Tools That Tidy. Over the door organizer, a back of door system can keep items off the floor or can be an option for stashing random things that don't quite fit anywhere. It's budget friendly, takes little to no installation, provides additional storage, is multifunctional and compact, and maximizes available space. Next, organizer inserts. Your baskets are still overflowing because there's no system inside them to keep your bins from becoming cluttered and you from losing sight of their purpose. Consider using smaller containers, which organizers call inserts, to further sort the contents into more manageable categories. Next, shoe cabinet. A narrow and stylish shoe cabinet is your entryway's dream. You are adding a decorative and innovative storage solution all at once, but you don't have to limit it to holding shoes. It can also be used to store specialty and seasonal items such as biking gear, yoga blocks, and more. Professional tip: shop for a shoe cabinet with one or two drawers for extra storage to hold miscellaneous items beyond footwear. The next article is titled Her House, Isling Camp, Stella Novarino, Anifa M, and Bianca Sanders share the vision, discipline, and faith it takes to build a lasting fashion legacy. Establishing a fashion house is no easy task, but leading fashion designers Isley Camps, Stella Novarino, Anifa M, and Bianca Sanders have managed to build namesake brands that command global attention. As Black women at the helm of their houses, they channel beauty and confidence into labels that resonate far beyond fashion. Despite operating in an industry notorious for being tough on independent designers, these couturiers have cultivated teams, expanded their influence across continents, and sustained audiences who rally around every release. Their paths to the spaces they currently occupy have been anything but conventional: an engineer turned knitwear visionary, a Haitian-Italian creative who carries activism into Milan, a designer whose second act is even stronger than her first, and a London-based talent reshaping menswear through fluidity. Each brings heritage and imagination to her brand, grounding fashion in both the personal and the global. Beginning with independent labels, these designers have created multi-million dollar businesses, providing employment, fueling creative economies, and proving that authorship and scale can coexist. Their designers now travel across borders. They are worn on red carpets, stocked in retailers worldwide, and embraced by ever-growing communities. Every milestone reached has been on their own terms, sometimes slowly, sometimes with risk, but always deliberately. proof that independence can be as powerful as acquisition. These are the women whose dresses draw the spotlight, whose knitwear is as intricate as ornate architecture, whose tailoring moves smoothly between genders, and whose runways spark conversations and make headlines. In their own ways, each of them has proven that a brand is more than a business. It's language, a legacy, a life's work. To engage with their vision is to understand where fashion is going next. Aisling Camps. Camps' road to fashion design was serendipitous. She started as an engineer in New York City before quitting the firm where she worked to delve into design. Visa complications took her back to her native Trinidad in 2013, but what could have been a setback instead grounded her. There, among community and roots, she launched her eponymous brand before returning to New York 2 years later. It was really tight for a really long time, Camps recalls. At her wedding in 2023, her father joked about the hungry years, a roast that landed because it was true. Those struggles built her resilience. You don't see a lot of highly complex knits almost anywhere because they are expensive to make, she says. You can get a bolt of fabric and have a sample in a regular garment, a cut and sew garment, in a couple of days, but it's not the same in knitwear. In Camp's hands, knitwear is more than clothing. It's an archive of patience, precision, and possibility. It's a language, one she was determined to master. She studied New York's fashion scene with the diligence of an engineer, dissecting the business while refining her craft. For years, she was a one-woman show before slowly adding to her team. I never took no's as anything other than not now, she explains. That persistence paid off in 2023 when she won the Fashion Trust U.S. Ready-to-Wear Award and $150,000 recognition that gave her business a crucial boost and affirmed the strength of what she was building. But Camps is also clear about what she's not building. I am not treating this as an art project. I am treating this as a business, and I am not trying to be a celebrity, she says. That pragmatism shapes her choices. She hasn't hosted a fashion show yet. For example, it's like having a wedding twice a year, she says, and it's one without any promise of return on investment. She'll host a show when the time and the investment feel right. For now, she's focused on continuing to expand globally through retail partners like Farfetch, Moda Operandi, and Borgdorf Goodman. By resisting the pressure to perform, she has proven that fashion's staying power doesn't come from spectacle, but from poise, persistence, and purpose. What Camps has built is steady, unhurried, and wholly her own. Stella Novarino. At the beginning, you can feel very proud of being the first. But after time, when you see other people as good as you are, other designers, black designers, waiting outside the door you were allowed to enter, you don't feel so proud anymore. You feel the responsibility, Novarino says. She admits she wasn't born to be an activist, but the Haitian Italian designer has turned fashion into her platform for speaking out. Her perspective evolved quickly from being prideful to carrying weight for those who come after her. That duality of pride and responsibility has helped to shape her brand philosophy. After winning a Vogue Italia competition for young talent in 2011, she launched her namesake label, Stella Jean. Shoppers quickly fell in love with her vibrant prints, often layered on top of classic cuts like midi dresses and button-up shirts. Media icons championed her. Legends of design took notice. Giorgio Armani invited her to show her spring-summer 2014 collection at his Teatro Armani space in Milan. That same year, she became the only Black member of Camera Nazionale della Moda Italiana, a nonprofit that promotes the development of Italian fashion. For nearly a decade, she carried that role alone. She finally left the Milan Fashion Week schedule in February 2023, a departure that signaled both protest and fatigue. Imagine building your legacy from scratch, securing support from fashion's most influential voices, then making the radical choice to step away when the industry refused to evolve with you. We are always invited to many parties, she says. Our presence is a good card to play. But when it comes to real work orders or collaborations, it's a complete other story. For her, it's the difference between visibility and true opportunity, between being photographed at the party and being trusted with the work. Novarino's upcoming return to Milan Fashion Calendar is inspired by Haiti. Her mid-July visit there reminded her of fashion's other role, visibility for those too often unseen. I decided to have an event related to women's entrepreneurship, she says. These women reminded me that fashion is a powerful tool to make this community visible. We always talk about Haiti and the tragedy and the gangs and the people dying, but we have a responsibility for all that are alive. By anchoring her spring-summer 2026 collection in this reality, she's bridging Milan's runways with Haitian women entrepreneurs, insisting that the runway can also be solidarity. Novarino's legacy is built on duty as much as design. Her blueprint is responsibility as resistance, stepping back when the system fails, stepping forward when her community calls. In that balance, Stella Jean is a reminder that the strongest houses are those that stand for something beyond themselves. It's not about showing a beautiful collection, Novarina states. It's about remembering that fashion and responsibility are two sides of the same coin. Anifa M. Anifa says her goal has always been simple, giving the girls what they want every season. Anyone who shops her Anifa fashion brand would agree. We always talk about the women without limits, and I'm just trying my best to be an example of that in everything that I do, she says. The designer, born in Kenya to Congolese parents, always had an eye for fashion. She studied fashion merchandising at Maryland-based HBCU Morgan State. Her turning point came at 21 when she made her own birthday dress. The demand it sparked convinced her to start creating others. Eventually, demand was high enough for her to launch her line. Hanifa was born in 2011. But 4 years later, she closed the business, exhausted and burnt out. I was soul searching, trying to find myself again, she says. I was trying to find my relationship with Christ and trying to realign myself. All roads led back to Hanifa. It's a battle and a challenge to do what you're supposed to do every day. This pause would sharpen her discipline and faith, offering lessons she now leans on as much as her design skills. Her return in 2016 was marked by clarity. This time, Hanifa wasn't just about survival, it was about scale. Since then, Hanifa has rebuilt steadily. She tested a Baltimore brick and mortar store, hosted a 3D runway headline making show in 2020, went viral on Twitter for her heels, debuted a bridal line, and dressed Savannah James for the 2025 Met Gala. Those moments became proof of what she could create without the institutional backing. Hanifa, the brand, is bold, feminine, and futuristic. It has become instantly recognizable, marrying Congolese culture references with a global sense of glamour. We see the luxury brands of the world and how big they are and how much support they have financially, and that's not usually the case for independent brands, Hanifa states. Even in the beauty world, one season we see Hailey Bieber being acquired for $1 billion. The next thing you know, Amy Cole says she's shutting down her business in September. Sometimes it's a challenge to dream. Ultimately, she continues to develop her craft while growing her team and family. The goal has always been about building something bigger than the clothes. She's working toward creating what she calls a Black LVMH, not just in name, but in impact, scale, and ownership. Even amid challenges, Hanifa's vision kept widening. When I found out I was pregnant with my second this year, everything shifted, she says. Suddenly, it wasn't just about legacy in a business sense. It became deeply personal. I'm not just building this for myself anymore. Grounded in faith, Hanifa is brave enough to dream, even when the path ahead feels uncertain. That's the beauty of this journey. It's never a straight line. Life happens, and the vision expands with it. Bianca Saunders. I've been quite reactive in terms of making sure that any opportunity that was given to me, I made the most of it, Saunders says from her studio in London. Community has been the biggest part of my brand and what's kept it flowing. When Saunders speaks of what has carried her forward, the word she returns to is fearlessness. At just 24, she launched her brand with what she now calls the attitude of being fearless. The British Jamaican designer admits she doesn't know if she'd have that same raw push today. But at that moment, youth, boldness, and guts were her greatest assets. Since then, she has moved with an entrepreneurial instinct, seizing opportunities as they appeared, grounding herself in people who believed in her and were drawn to the world she has built. For Saunders, it's never been just about industry recognition. I wanted it to sit outside of that and have that sort of cultural fulfillment, she explains. Her brand attracts those who see themselves in her balance of tension and ease, with a vision not to reject menswear tradition, but to stretch it She launched her eponymous brand in 2017. It's about comfort within clothing that makes people feel more themselves, she says. It's about the gestures of masculinity and the feminine nuances that kind of sat in between that. That fluidity has since become her signature, visible in subtle twist on tailoring, asymmetric drapes, and fabric treatments that carry both softness and strength. This is where Saunders makes her mark, a signature that is at once classic and quietly disruptive. Recognition came quickly. Paris runways, an international audience, and prestigious fashion awards, including the 2021 ANDAM Fashion Award that included a financial blessing of 300,000 euros and mentorship from Balenciaga CEO Cedric Charbit. Yet, even as the brand entered luxury retailers like Sensei, Forward, and SS, she insisted on maintaining the intimacy of a studio practice, balancing industry scale with personal touch. Saunders keeps the line feeling more studio than corporate. That intimacy exists partly because she literally built the brand with her own two hands. In the beginning, I did everything, the pattern cutting, sewing, even making the samples. One season, I made 7 looks myself just to test what it was like to work with a factory. Bootstrapping wasn't just financial. Saunders took the same approach to every part of her business. I've tried to always hire people that have transferable skills because we are still a small business. We operate like a startup, she explains. She says her team's adaptable skills are vital to preserving the brand and allowing the business to grow without losing its core identity. Scaling for Saunders has meant retraining her brain. She listens to CEO podcasts, studies the habits of business leaders, and forces herself to tap into the right side, the logical, analytical discipline she admits wasn't natural at first. In order to support creativity, I feel like you have to be quite business-minded, she says. Otherwise, you waste so much time doing things that don't matter. Her evolution has been about protecting her creativity through sharpening her business sense. What she dreams of ultimately is longevity that allows her designs to live in wardrobes for decades and also sit within cultural archives. With archiving being so strong in culture right now, I want things that will last and be timeless, she says. As she shifts her focus to global growth and a brick-and-mortar store, she also shifted her stance on independence. In the early days, she guarded it fiercely. Now she welcomes collaboration and capital if it means working with the right partners. Integrity is her strongest suit as it keeps her grounded in her why, sharp in her strategy, and fearless enough to design beyond the moment. I feel like I'm a bit less attached, thinking everything needs to come from me, she says. I don't know everything, and I'm okay not knowing everything. I just want to work with the best people. The next article is titled, Remember the Time. As our 55th anniversary celebrations continue, here are some fun Essence facts and trivia. October 1970. In our first year of existence, we made the trek to Paris Fashion Week to give our readers a ringside view of the latest in haute couture. 55 years later, we remain committed to the mission of showcasing slay-worthy trends for Black women. Hot chocolate. While our goal is always to serve Black women, we show lots of love to the brothers too. Our all-male features turned the heat all the way up and had the ladies constantly singing the disco hit It's Raining Men, Hallelujah. In our words, on style, the well-dressed woman is not afraid to contradict fashion. She chooses a way of dressing that makes a strong, clear personal statement. Naomi Sims in Dare to Be Different, October 1970. On regifting. That gift that wasn't right for you might be perfect for someone else. Items suitable for regifting include wine, inexpensive jewelry, books in mint condition, or unopened perfume. From 10 smart shopping rules to save money, December 2008. On entertaining, great drinks are conversation and party starters. Pre-mixed cocktails for a crowd are fashionable, stress-free, and easier on the wallet than bottles of the hard stuff. From a cheap but chic holiday party, December 2003. 12. The number of essence covers on which the Queen of Hip Hop Soul, Mary J. Blige, has appeared, making her the leading lady in this category. Several of our favorite fall issues are included among her star turns: November 2001, September 2005, October 2009, and November 2017. The Grammy Award winning entertainer is also a 15-time Essence Festival performer. Hail to the Queen. Super Duper. Numerous supermodels are among the celebrities who have headlined the magazine, including Iman 10 times, Naomi Campbell 6 times, and America's Next Top Model host herself, Tyra Banks, 4 times. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled Venus Williams Set to Become Oldest Woman to Compete in Australian Open Main Draw. Venus Williams is poised to make Australian Open history next month, becoming the oldest woman ever to compete in the tennis tournament's main draw. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.